Fear and Loathing in Neo-Advaita, A Journey into the Heart of Spiritual Anarchy. Thanks to Hunter Thompson and the Non-Dual Lampoon. The desert air was thick with anticipation as I made my way through the dusty trails of modern spirituality. This wasn't your grandmother's Sunday sermon, no sir. This was the wild, untamed frontier of Neo-Advaita, where gurus in Hawaiian shirts and flip-flops peddled enlightenment like used cars at a roadside swap meet. It was a scene straight out of a hallucination, a nondescript building with neon signs flickering "Satsang Tonight," drawing seekers and skeptics alike into its gravitational pull. Inside, the air was heavy with incense and the murmur of lost souls seeking meaning in a world gone mad. I was there to uncover the truth behind this latest incarnation of Eastern mysticism gone Western wild. At the center of it all sat Guru Ramona, a woman who looked like she'd just rolled out of bed and into nirvana. Her eyes held the thousand-yard stare of someone who'd seen too much, or perhaps too little. She spoke in riddles and non sequiturs, dropping truth bombs like grenades in a room full of seekers desperately clinging to their egos like life rafts in a storm. "Enlightenment," she mused, "is not a destination, but a journey without end. It is the art of letting go, of surrendering to the absurdity of existence." Her words hung in the air like smoke rings, intoxicating and elusive. But behind the veneer of transcendental wisdom lurked a darker truth. Neo-Advaita was a carnival of contradictions, where enlightenment was just another commodity in the spiritual marketplace. Gurus hawked their wares with the fervor of used car salesmen, promising instant liberation for the low, low price of your critical thinking skills. I found myself drawn deeper into this world of paradoxes and paradoxes within paradoxes. The more I questioned, the more elusive the answers became. It was as if reality itself was playing a cosmic joke on me, dangling enlightenment like a carrot on a stick just out of reach. In the midst of this existential carnival, I met Clovidia, a fellow traveler on the road to nowhere. She had the haunted look of someone who'd glimpsed the void and found it staring back at her. We bonded over late-night watermelon shots about the nature of reality and the futility of seeking meaning in a universe indifferent to our suffering. "Neo-Advaita," she declared between sips of her herbal tea chaser, "is the ultimate rebellion against the tyranny of ego. It's about embracing the absurdity of existence and finding freedom in chaos." Her words echoed in my mind as I stumbled out into the neon-lit night, grappling with the weight of her revelation. Neo-Advaita wasn't just another New Age fad. It was a radical philosophy of spiritual anarchy, challenging the very foundations of our conventional reality. But for all its revolutionary fervor, Neo-Advaita was not without its critics. Skeptics dismissed it as spiritual escapism for privileged Westerners, a cheap imitation of authentic Eastern traditions, stripped of cultural context and historical depth. They argued that true enlightenment could not be bought or sold like a self-help book at an airport kiosk. Yet as I wandered through the maze of contradictions and half-truths, I couldn't help but wonder if there was something deeper at play. Perhaps Neo-Advaita was less about finding answers than questioning the questions themselves. It was a hall of mirrors where every reflection led to another, and the only way out was through. In the end, I emerged from the rabbit hole of Neo-Advaita with more questions than answers. It was a journey into the heart of spiritual anarchy, where truth and illusion danced in an eternal tango of light and shadow. Guru Ramona's words still echoed in my mind, reminding me that enlightenment was not a destination, but a way of seeing, a shift in perspective that turned the world inside out and upside down. As I drove into the sunrise, leaving the neon-lit oasis of Neo-Advaita behind, I couldn't help but feel a strange sense of gratitude. For in the chaos and confusion of that desert night, I had glimpsed something profound and ineffable, a fleeting moment of clarity in a world gone mad. And for that I would forever be grateful. Fear and Loathing in Neo-Advaita. It was a journey I would never forget, a psychedelic odyssey into the heart of spiritual rebellion, where the only rule was that there were no rules. The end.